BO4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Sunday the 10th of May. There are warnings of gales in Forties, Cromarty, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber and Fitzroy. The general synopsis at midday. Low Faroes 1014, expected German Bight 998 by midday tomorrow. Low Fitzroy 1003, expected Trafalgar 1010 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Forties, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming north 7 to severe gale 9. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, 4th. West veering north 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Cromarty, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Squally showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Tyne, southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 5 to 7, squally showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Dogger, west 3 to 5, veering north 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, northwesterly becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then northerly 6 to gale 8 later in west. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, northeast 3 to 5, backing northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Thames, northeast backing northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Northeast 5 to 7, backing northwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northwest. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in northwest. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, northeast 5 to 7, backing north 4 or 5. Showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, northeast backing north or northwest 4 to 6. Showers, good. Shannon, north 4 to 6. Showers, good. Rockall, Mallon, Hebrides, Bailey, north or northwest backing west later 4 to 6. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Fairisle, Faroes, north backing west later 4 to 6, wintry showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. And southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4 becoming westerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. That completes the shipping forecast. Now with the general weather forecast, here's Louise Lear.
Thanks, Ron. Good evening. I suspect as we go through the week ahead, you're all going to be talking about the feel of the weather and we'll be asking ourselves, where on earth has spring gone? It is going to be cool for May. We could actually see a return to some localised light frost and our week ahead looks likely to be dominated by sunny spells and squally showers, some heavy with hail and thunder. So, plenty in there. I'll try and dissect it for you. Overnight tonight, we've got a cold front that's going to be sweeping its way out of Scotland into the north of England and North Wales during the early hours of Monday morning. It's a cold front. Behind it, the wind's swinging round to a northeasterly direction. So there will be some showers moving through Scotland and Northern Ireland. And as that cold air kicks in, some of them wintry, can you believe it, to higher ground. Now, that frontal system will be sitting across Northern England, North Wales. To the south of that, we could have clearer skies and a touch of light frost. That front will weaken as it pushes its way steadily south and it will clear the southwest through the middle part of the afternoon with the odd spot or two of light nuisance showery rain. But it will be cool for all. 9 to 13 degrees for Scotland and Northern Ireland, 11 to 16 degrees across England and Wales, particularly cool across Expo's east coast. Into Tuesday, fleeting glimpse of some sunshine and a slightly quieter story with lighter winds and temperatures a degree or so higher. But into Wednesday, perhaps the wettest day of the week so far. Sharp showers, longer spells of rain, some of them heavy with hail and thunder. Plenty in there for you to dissect when you meet your friends and family as we go through the week ahead. Ron.
Louise, thanks very much. Now, just before the 6 o'clock news, let's take a look ahead to Tuesday afternoon and a new documentary about the humble machine that has captured a century of social change.
I'm Alan Dean, oral historian and documentary maker. I'm fascinated by everyday objects that